land that we love our home, God a sweet sound.
Where ti happy na the government? Where ti happy na the parliament? Where ti be happy to development? Where ti be happy to we betterment?
Fambuladu, you serve as citizen get right for no all waiting you can to get and how then you work with them. Now that's in the call accountability and transparency. This self go help make council them use the money where they get the right way. We go push the community go before. With this, I welcome you to another edition of the program Accountability Now, where they work another council for make all this happen. But get special council where it give attention. That's na council them where they na Tonkolili, Putloko, Bombali and Pujon districts. Now start your common ground talking drum studio. They bring this program come to you with support from Open Society Initiative for West Africa, where people can call OSIWA. For help government and the Fed to promote food security in the country, accountability and transparency in a council level. This program going to meet you the same time at the same radio station where they listen to so. With me, Pauline Joyce Bainga. Accountability Now inside the last edition, we work on a McKinney City Council, and we make you well listen know almost then get to support agriculture and how they use them. Today, we go work for the same team, but this time, not Tonkolili District Council. For no almost Tonkolili District Council self get for third and fourth quarter for agriculture. Let me listen to waiting Alpha Uma Ujalo, acting director for local government finance department that the Ministry of Finance been get for see.
The funds then they go for specific functions, what we call the devolved functions. The devolved functions then very clear. Now them functions here the local councils then suppose for implement. For agriculture for third and fourth quarter, Tonkolili be get 159.86 million for agriculture.
That's Nami Alpha Uma Ojalo, acting director for local government finance department. And see you where they listen here, almost say Tonkolili district council get for third and fourth quarter. From local government finance department, I've been going at Tonkolili District Council. Right inside the council, I've been meet and talk to person we've been done they tell me all this time almost Tonkolili District Council get. This person is Abdul Bangura, finance officer for Tonkolili District Council.
We receive the third and fourth quarter allocations for agriculture, health, primary, health, secondary education, and all the other devolved sectors. I can give you a breakdown. For agriculture, we received 799,365,784 liens. For agriculture, we look at the infrastructure. We do construction of butcher slabs. We do nursery tools. We do rehabilitation of substation, number 91. We do maintenance of motor vehicle spare parts, maintenance of motorbikes for extension staff, and lots of other activities there. We normally decide out all the program managers, them, the various division them. Crops, extension, livestock, forestry. We do the expenditures in Nguna Field for do the Inland Valley Swamp, for do the training, for do the poultry, for do the livestock veterinary. All of the activities and they will do the ongoing as I talk to you now. With the procurement tools, with the improve on the substation, with the do cassava grazer machines, with the empower the farmers and through provision of bicycles from one area to the other. So basically another thing and they will always they do. Especially this time for this morning we come.
So the funds are the gear out to the district agriculture office, like a monitor?
Yes, we get the council M&E, we get the M&E also from the sector. Therefore, we get an effective monitoring system in the districts.
So apart from them funds, they get any other side when they get money for agriculture?
We as a council not get any other source besides the government of Australian funds.
So the money they come again, they use them for pay salaries to staff?
Their money then they will not use them for pay salary to staff, but will they use them for pay incentive to extension workers?
Like in on a monthly financial reports and notice.
Definitely, we always do them. So as far as we are concerned, we are very transparent in terms of dissemination of information. We do them on a timely basis.
Now, Abdul Bangura, finance officer for Tonkolili District Council, you've been listening to Jisno. This way, where you were listening, you hear how he said and use the money, we make a go work at Tonkolili District Agriculture Office. Kabo Moses Kamara, a finance officer for the office. He been said this to me as I been asked him if they get any support from Tonkolili District Council and how the office use the money.
Yes, we don't receive third and fourth quarter 2015. We received the sum of 799,324,000
euros. So
to well, we'll receive the money. We'll care for distribution the money by division. We own a seven division.
The money we come for third and fourth quarter, can you tell me how una share and the different divisions the one I get here?
I can tell you how I distribute the money by percentage. Agric engineering 15%, which sum up to 105,800,000. Livestock 120,142,367. Admin 112,250,000. Crops 160,053,000. M&E 40,268. Forestry 81,256,578. That is 10% of forestry. Extension is 20%. 157,953,000. Sum total of 777,722,945,000.
But you can tell me how when I use them at any division.
When this fund is available, I only distribute them to the division, technical people there. I'm not a technical people. They can interview the crops.
Nakabo Moses Kamara, finance officer for Tonkolili District Agriculture Office, just they tell me about the money we then get from Tonkolili District Council. But send me to Simeon Sam, Tonkolili District Corps Officer. Now this he been said to me.
Well, the 2015 allocation we come in late, we take as a rollover where we do in 2016. We able meet the farmers then, we able make them go on with the vegetable productions then. We able buy cassava grating machines then for farmers then, when at least they in the hands of the procurement. Apart from that, we use this money for make we assist farmers then, especially the women then, when they grow vegetables then. We buy seeds then for them, fertilizer. But we people do not plant the rest down within the harvest, but cooking loss. Some day they you know, can get dry and floor, some day they you know, can able, you know, get store. We try for rehabilitate some dry floor them so that people then will be able to dry them and rest them day. In addition to that, we decide for establish a plant health clinic. A clinic just like a clinic where picking the sick or more amount the sick, you say they go to a clinic. Now plant doctors, we are not trained them, we at least then they run the clinic here. We organize people that let them come on that day, we will be able to teach them. They will also pay them transport, they will also provide feeding for them. The district in population, 70% of farmers there. We're not going to train them all. Council, they buy bikes for we. They devolve fund where they come from the council. Now they will be able to take for repair them, bike them. Now they will be able to take for buy the fare them, for buy spare part them really. So part of that money, they go into that. What do we use the money for really? Then have been the National Agricultural Trade Fair. Finally, it not been take place again. But even at that again, staff them, they still move in and out, go to the Cambia for check whether for build boots and so forth. Each time they staff them travel, we go for take care of the fear and also the DSA. In summary, this is the way we be really use the rollover we come in 2016.
You talk about this functionality in Qualify Wala. It's not ABC Center?
Yeah, we talk about functionality of ABC Center. Will not be get enough fund for them, and the, when you look at the budget here, it'll be a small money. So what will you able to do now for just go repair the mini machine so that they for continue functioning?
Person they in charge of the mill?
Yeah, somebody there in charge of the mill. Up to this time, the service provider in order able to deliver the it. Presently, we don't get 27 metric tons. Today we're on the distribution plan, and this distribution for start and next week. But we hope soon by next time you can be able to see them in person already.
Now Simeon Sam, Tonkolili District Corps Officer, I've been listening to just now, and he's been tell me how the office used the money. We go break here first and listen to this short and fine music. What he make with sweet salon for poil? I like that the Ramano in question at this music. What he make with sweet salon for poil? What he make it for poil safe? Where we get all waiting for make it go before. We get plenty and good grown for plants. Let agriculture get the right support and see if Salu no go go before. Welcome back to the program Accountability Now. And we go continue from Usa we've been stopped before the music break. Tonkolili District Crops Officer Simeon Sam been just to tell you how Tonkolili District Agriculture Office use the money we then get from Tonkolili District Council. The office, as you were the listen for Don Yeri just now, don't tell you how they use part of this money, but support for farmer they not reach them yet. I been still want to make you know how farmer then they manage with them farm life whilst then they wait for support for this year. So I continue the work I for talk to farmer them. Thomas A. Conte, a coordinator for Ogwembe Farmer Group na Tonkolili. I've been asking him about the support we not reach them yet, and he been said this to me.
They're not giving nothing yet, but we association them this year. We just don't hear say rest don't come. So now this coming Sunday, we own group will bring them for all meeting, we meet the director.
Now not can meet them or not in meet them?
At times we can meet them because last year we not get fertilizer for corn. We corn don't do well.
So for this year now, we not get no support. How are they doing in farming?
Well, this past Sunday, we all meeting with me members them. We decide for pass small contribution for law we go na Magbas. We don't decide for go take some acres then day. What would they wait for supply if we able to get supply to the to agriculture? We hope say if we meet the director, he can help we forget the seeds then.
The person we've been listening to na Thomas A. Conte, coordinator for Ogwembe Farmer Group na Tonkolili District. Aisatu Bangura, grassroots farmer na Tonkolili District, have been get this for say.
We don't register, but they don't give it. They halfway left with we from last year. Now we go for no spark.
So now rest no more than last year.
And now rest no more we see. And then give we. No more give we. We don't pay down the debts.
Not the debts.
We did the give we. We work after. We don't do work. We replace back the rest. We give them. So the way we left now, now back with the plants.
So why are they able to do the farm work now?
If they have no more way left, we they left with we. Now we they manage.
As you see, when they plant vegetables, what one I can do for planting vegetables?
Well, like that, so they buy.
That's now how Aisatu Bangura, grassroots farmer at Tonkolili District, they manage in farm life as they wait for get support. How you can do the work very important and people for know. And go content our well body work man and person at the community. For no more but how Tonkolili District can do the work and give support to farmer them, this now one pan the plenty community people in way I be meet and talk to. It been get this for say.
Well, the agriculture last year, you area and then go supply give you rest. We then give one bag, then can tax you for give small thing when I interest like. Then they give them seedlings, then they give them back fertilizer. Because some crops then they pass they apply fertilizer they before they do well. Like then one the way they work now then bully, they can give them fagosin for go bully the land.
So that's supposed to be supposed for community people and community farmer they help them?
Yes ma, they help them.
So why is agriculture in the community?
Well, it do well. I mean, because for this recent time, last year now, then this year, we see the plantation they do well.
Na Andugu Conte, well body workman and community person at Tonkolili District been the listen to just now. We go tap the work and I have for know how Tonkolili District can use the money we then get for agriculture. I believe, sir, you learn from this work, I say, Tonkolili District Council get money for support agriculture. And this money now for third and fourth quarter inside 2015. But because it came late, then they use them inside 2016. And I hope, sir, you were the listener, how the District Agriculture Office said and use this money. Well, we got for continue the work on this district after farmer then go don't get support for this year. As we all want for city, all man at the country for all time able get thing for it will get all waiting the body wants for go find and get world body. Agriculture not able do that no more, but go make the country go before. Now so I go left you for this edition of Accountability Now. Not forget for tuning the same time at the same radio station where they listen to so. Now search for Common Ground Talking Drum Studio, bring this program come to you with support from Open Society Initiative for West Africa, where people can call OSIWA. If you get any comment or question about this program, you can send text message at 078-879-251. Tata we meet in another edition. Continue for stay blessed then. Tata.
So we brother them. Waiting up in the government. Waiting up in the parliament.